Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Psalm chapter 111, verses 4 through 6. The word of God reads as follows. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He will give food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works and given them the heritage of the nations. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Holy Father, we bless your name and we enter your holy presence in the wonderful name of Jesus. God, this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We declare that you are the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. You dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Lord, we humble ourselves this morning under your mighty hand, and we ask that you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, God, that in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We give you glory in this time of worship because you are most worthy to receive our praise. God, your word declares that the whole earth is full of your glory. So we praise you at the rising of the sun because your name is worthy to be praised. God, we declare that you are great and you're greatly to be praised. You're great because the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. You're great because you canceled the sifting assignment of the enemy, and we give you praise. You're great, God, because whenever you say, let there be, something has to manifest. You're great because when you made a promise to Abraham and could not swear by anyone greater, you swore by yourself. God, you stand watch over your word, ready to perform it. Holy Father, we praise you for inviting us into your secret place this morning. You told us to come boldly to your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. As we praise you, God, we thank you for releasing unmerited favor to us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for interceding for us right now according to the will of God. Holy Father, we thank you for divine intercession today because Jesus is at your right hand interceding for us. There's power in this place, and we declare that there is a shift in our circumstances and in the environment because the prayers of heaven prevail in the name of Jesus. So we sing a new song of praise, Lord, for the marvelous things that you are doing right now. We praise you for exceeding our thoughts and expectations in the name of Jesus. And in this atmosphere of faith, God, we praise you for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, the very answers and miracles that we need today. Thank you, Lord, for power. Thank you for restoring our souls. Thank you for keeping our minds. Thank you, God, for making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Thank you, Lord, for causing us not to be ashamed, but you prosper us for your name's sake. Thank you for keeping our minds and the fruit of our faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for restoring the things that we lost. And yes, God, we prophetically declare that you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and our cups are overflowing in the name of Jesus. So we worship you. We worship in your holy presence, and we give you glory because you reign and your mercy endures forever. Your word declares that you are gracious and full of compassion, and you are ever mindful of your covenant with us. So we declare that we have a right to praise you in the name of Jesus because we are the redeemed and the new covenant in Christ's blood is ours forevermore. So with kingdom authority, we declare, God, that your grace is sufficient. We declare that you are bigger than our problems and our situations. We declare that you reward those who diligently seek you, and you will not withhold any good thing from us when we do what is right before you. We declare that your mercy toward us endures forever. And God, you will keep every promise that you've made to us. We declare that you have set open doors before us that no one can close because we have kept your word and have not denied your name. We declare that you sent your word to heal all our diseases. God, we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we declare that you keep our minds in perfect peace because our thoughts are focused on you and we trust in you. We bless your name for your surpassing goodness and your endless mercy toward us. God, you told us in Job 22 and 28 that we shall declare a thing and it shall be established for us, and light will shine on all our ways. So we decree that we will bless your name at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. We decree that we are fulfilling the glorious plan that you ordained for our lives in every season by the power of the Holy Spirit. We decree that we are walking in divine health, and we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. God, we decree that we are prosperous, and you delight in our prosperity. We decree that every overt and covert attack of the enemy is canceled in Jesus' name. We decree that you are God, and you are faithful to keep covenant for a thousand generations, and you lavish your unfailing love on us because we love you and we obey your commandments. So we speak into our lives, and we speak by faith over the generations. We decree that your glory shall be revealed in our lives, and countless people will be touched by your steadfast love and power flowing through us. We decree, God, that our relationships are holy and in right standing with you. And even as we pray, we thank you for the divine alignment of relationships between parents and children, between husbands and wives, between family members. And God, we thank you for divine relationships in the workplace. And everywhere we go, we thank you that relationships are being aligned by your divine word, God, and your purpose for our lives. We decree that we win every good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. We decree that walls are falling down and every high thing, God, must come down to the authority and power and truth of your word. We decree, God, that this is the day that you have made, and supernatural miracles are abounding in our lives as we give you praise. We decree by faith that your mercy endures forever, and we prosper in all that we do according to Psalm 1. We surrender to your will, and we decree that your purpose shall prevail for our lives according to Proverbs 19 and 21. No matter what we see or what we can't see right now, your purpose, God, shall prevail for the body of Christ and for this world. And for that, we give you praise and ask that your kingdom come and that your will be done in Jesus' name. Lord, we have entered into your courts with praise to say that this morning that we agree with you. We agree that you are holy because you declared us holy and you are holy. We agree that every vision that you have given to us, Lord, shall declare your truth and it will not lie. The dreams and the visions will manifest at the right time. Lord, we agree that every word and every work that you have preordained for this day and for such a time as this will manifest. So, Lord, we say come. Send your word. Send your power. In the name of Jesus, we agree, Father, with your divine purpose for your life, for our lives, and we are grateful. We are grateful, God, that no matter what we may plan, it's your purpose that shall prevail, according to Proverbs 19 and 21. God, we agree with worship this morning, and we magnify your holy name. It was the psalmist who said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So, Lord, we lift up your name this morning, and we magnify you in us. God, we thank you this morning for giving us a larger vision, a larger revelation, because you are holy, God, and you're great. You sit upon the circle of the earth, and God, you're just awesome in this place. So, God, we thank you for expanding our minds and for increasing our capacity for you, for removing our limited thoughts, God, and for helping us to think like you, for allowing the mind of Christ to be in us. Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we activate that mind this morning to, Father, see that which cannot be seen, to proclaim that which cannot be seen with the natural eye until there's manifestation and change in the earth that will declare your power, your purpose, and your provision, because you are holy, God, and you supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We agree with you, God, for our future and proclaim that our latter days shall be greater than our former days. For eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which you have prepared for those that love you. We love you this morning, God, and we're grateful today that we are walking in kingdom authority, and you have given us, Father, power. Father, you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and our names are written in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, you settled your wrath against us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and you opened the doors of heaven to us. So we thank you that we're not shut out, but we're included in. We're grafted in this morning, and we thank you that we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And so, God, for that, we give you praise that you lifted us. It was your love that lifted us. It was your love that changed our names. And we thank you, God, where we were once, Father, pathetic. But, God, you clothed us, Father, with majesty. Father, you clothed us with your word. You filled us with your power. And you raised us up, Father, from the miry pits, from the despicable things. Father, we remember what we used to do. We remember who we were. But, God, by the salvific blood of Jesus Christ, you changed us. So today we have power. Today we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. And for that, we thank you. We thank you for the heritage and the privilege that we have in you. We thank you, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the purpose and the power for the future and the hope. And so I speak prophetically, and I speak the word of God to everyone under the sound of my voice, God. And God, I thank you, according to Jeremiah, that you've given us a future and a hope. And so we thank you that in every season, no matter what type of storms may rage, no matter, Father, if it's calm, we thank you that our trust is in you all the day long, not in our circumstances, but in you, because you've already spoken over us. In fact, before we were in our mother's womb, God, you knew us. And before we came out of the womb, you sanctified us and ordained us, God. And for that, we give you praise for the divine purpose that you have in our lives. And we thank you that even by faith, you release to us what we need to know. So we take that nugget, that bread of life, Father, that daily bread, and we follow you because you are a shepherd and we shall not want. We trust what you're guiding us. Your word, Father, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we lean not to our own understanding today, but in all our ways we acknowledge you. And we trust, God, that you're directing our paths even now. And just as your word is settled in heaven, thank you for settling us in the spirit right now. Thank you for settling us in the spirit. Somebody needs peace this morning. We need the peace of God that surpasses our understanding. So thank you for pouring out your peace and your wisdom even now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we're the head, not the tail this morning. Above only and not beneath, we're the apple of your eye, and we're free from the sin and shame of the past. There is now no condemnation because we love you, Lord, and we walk according to the Spirit, and we will never be bound again. So for that, we give you glory. We decree that we are prosperous and healed, and we are the image of Jesus Christ. Now, as we leave your throne of grace this morning, but never from your awesome presence, we pray that the lost will be found, that the broken will be healed, and that every captive will be set free in the name of Jesus. Jesus shed his blood for all men. So today, God, we thank you for the shaking, Father. We thank you for the shaking in the dark places as the light and the power of Jesus Christ will pierce the darkness and set captives free from drugs, from lies, Father, even from carnal things that feel good, but they are in within themselves are traps that keep people bound. Loose them today from the pleasures of sin. And God, we thank you today. Loosen them from the arguments of the mind. As you set us free, God, move by your power in the earth, move by your agents in the earth to, Father, win souls for the kingdom. And for that, we thank you even now. We thank you for souls that will be saved. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you seal and minister to the minds of those who are seeking truth and to those who are battling for their sanity this morning. We pray that you restore wisdom to the mind. We pray that you tear down, Father, strongholds. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you restrain and cancel evil agendas and give our leaders wisdom to govern the right way. We pray that you expose the wickedness that's going on even in the high places, Lord. Let truth abound. Raise up the people that you want to lead and govern this world and these nations across the world. And God, we thank you this morning. We agree with you that you're mighty to save, mighty to deliver. You're the promise keeper. And God, you're able and willing to answer our prayers. And we stand now in a place of victory because you have planted our feet on a rock high above our enemies. So now we sing praises to you, God, and we give you glory. For this prayer, as we seal it in faith, but most importantly, we ask this prayer in your presence. And we believe that we have our petition in Jesus' name. Amen. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. And as a final word on this Thursday morning, I encourage you to agree with God. Our reality and hope is in Jesus Christ, and I pray that you will remember that God is standing watch over his word in your life, and he is doing great things for you. God bless you, saints. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day. Walk by faith and not by sight. and walk in kingdom authority. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the King.